By any measure, today is a big Wednesday, the great domestic reopening. I happened to be covering for Hosking on what, at the time, felt like a milestone day in the COVID age, April 19. Remember it? It was the day two-way quarantine-free trans-Tasman travel finally lifted off. But that bubble soon burst when Delta rocked into town and monstered our freedoms. What was shaping up to be feeling like a better year than last suddenly nosedived. And here we are today. With New Zealand knocking on the door of 90% vaxxed, that's all in the rearview mirror as Aucklanders can finally climb out of their urban zoo, hit the road and spread their wings. Yes, there will be bumps on the road. The creeping shadow of Omicron lurks on the horizon, but let's not catastrophise over that. The more immediate bump on the road is this hideous, inexcusable incursion on the northern boundary, Checkpoint Charlie. You know where I stand on this. It should never have seen the light of day. It is an affront. This symbol is an affront to Aucklanders and the hard yards the city has put in. An affront to freedom of movement. I hope the power trippers responsible for this debacle would come to their senses. I hope they fold their tent on this circus within days. The sooner the better. But as much as I hate it, may cool heads prevail. Please don't vent your anger or abuse at the uniformed officers staffing it. I have no doubt that virtually every cop there does not want to be there. They want to be catching crims, not vetting vaccine passes. Particularly the out-of-town cops, corralled to the cordons of Iratiti. Please don't vent your rage at them. They are under the thumb.